This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, AFR. Our email address is comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. If you want to keep up with us on Facebook, that is this show. We do live video stream and lots of good stuff there. Just type in today's issues for Facebook or YouTube. Now, Donna's on the phone with us from Tuscaloosa. And
she's a professional accordion player.
Accordion player. And I asked Donna if she would get out the accordion. Donna, you there?
I'm here.
Well, listen.
Y'all ready?
Hey, what are we about to hear?
Well, and we want listeners to know this is the only station on the planet where Donna, the professional accordion player from Alabama, is going to be playing her accordion.
Right.
Live.
This is a treat.
Donna, what are we going to be familiar with the song we're going to hear or no?
Oh, yeah. You'll recognize it. JJ for sure will recognize it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Roll out the barrels. Roll out the barrels.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Roll out the barrels. Nicely done. Way to go, Donna.
Why do I think I'm at the county fair?
Awesome.
How often do you play?
If you want a corn dog.
How often do you play a year out in public, Donna?
Well, I just retired teaching. I taught school for 42 years.
Wow.
I taught special needs students, and they loved it. I played just about every day at school, especially at Christmas time. We sang all those wonderful Christmas carols.
Right.
And now I try to play at church and at nursing homes and
awesome.
You know, even on the street as a street musician every now and then.
So do you know any other accordion players within
No,
wow.
Not in our area. I sure don't.
That's a dying breed.
It's a dying art.
Right.
But it's wonderful. I named my one daughter Harmony thinking she'd be a musician, but she didn't care for it, so I didn't teach her. But
the organ
has always been on. Go ahead.
Yeah, the organ is also a dying art, isn't it? I mean,
I know.
Organist, football stadiums and hockey arenas.
That's a tape, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna.
Parents can get their students to, their children to play music. It does great things for the brain.
Yeah.
Might help you get those 32 brains.
Yeah. And open up doors.
That's awesome.
Hey, Donna, how can people get a hold of you if they have something, not just in Tuscaloosa, maybe, you know, within 100 miles that you'll come over and do an event? How can they get a hold of you?
Call the University of Alabama Community Music. University of Alabama Community Music.
And ask for Donna.
There as their only accordionist.
So we need you for our bar mitzvah. We need you for our whatever, fill in the blank.
All right. I played for weddings. It's great fun, and
it's
something different, and people don't get to see it much anymore.
That's right.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
All right. Thank y'all.
Hey, thank
wow,
you.
What a treat.
Hey, we appreciate Donna on the spot there.
You're not kidding.
We just asked her if she could
play. Instant in season.
She got the accordion out and played for us.
I think the right way to word that is she broke out the accordion.
She broke it out. Hey, let me give the phone number to reach us here on today's issues. If you want to ask a question or answer a trivia question, we got another 21 minutes here of the show today. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and JJ Jasper. This is also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air to benefit you.
Just like that. We had some culture.
Right. The phone number to reach us is 888-589-8840. That's toll-free, 888-589-8840. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, I have two questions remaining. What is the name of the mountain range that runs down the center of Italy? And then from the How Much Do You Pay Attention files, for a free Trivia Friday t-shirt, Since my last name is Vitagliano, most listeners know I'm Italian, but I'm only half Italian. Mm. What's the other half? And no, it is not Mongolian.
That would be an interesting combo.
Italian and Mongolian?
Yeah.
Here's what I've got.
Italian and a Mongolian walked into a bar.
Here's what I've got. There's only one letter in the alphabet that does not appear in the name of any of the 50 U.S. states. What letter is that?
Great question.
Second question, what is the nickname of the Dallas Cowboys defensive end, Ed Jones? This was from yesteryear. Legendary football player.
6'9". Do you know that? That guy was 6'9"?
Yep.
Ed
right.
Jones?
Right. And then I'll add one. Basketball legend Lou Alcindor changed his name to what?
Good
Basketball
question.
Legend Lou Alcindor changed his name to what?
Here are my three questions. Number one, what animal never sleeps? Okay, what animal never sleeps? Looking for an answer, one answer. Number two, how many seas are there in the world? S-E-A-S. How many seas are there in the world? Again, seas and oceans are not necessarily synonymous, all right? Number three, what's the smallest state in the U.S. land-wise? Not population, but land-wise. So let's get back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Iowa, and Gene is on the line. Gene, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello.
Hello
Gene,
to you,
well,
Gene.
You guys are on track today. You must be smoking your socks.
It's legal here in Mississippi, Gene, to smoke your socks. Yeah.
Hey, Gene, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I think I might be able to answer the smallest state.
Okay.
Hey, we're having a little trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm driving down the road.
All right, what's the name?
Be careful.
What is the smallest U.S. state land-wise?
I believe that would be Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, yeah.
Nicely done.
I wonder, Gene, how Rhode Island, if you put it on, if you put it up against another state by comparison, like if you put Rhode Island on top of Iowa, would it be like half of it or
no?
Oh,
less
no.
Than that?
It's very small. It's tiny.
It'd be about the size of Des Moines.
Oh, you're talking, okay, wow.
It's,
so you can drive across it in an hour then, probably.
Less than that, I think.
Two hours.
But it's small compared to the New England states. Very tiny.
They better hope that argument doesn't get won about doing away with the Electoral College.
That's right.
They're going to be in the political trash can after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rhode Island is the correct answer. Gene, very good. What's your question for us?
Well, Lou Costello, and I'm having a senior moment now. The guy that played Hamilton Burger on the Perry Mason series, both had the same profession before they became actors. And they both quit those professions basically because it was such a low-down profession and their mothers had been so disappointed in them if they ever found out what they were doing. Do you know what that profession was?
I do not.
I think they were whalers. I mean, I could be wrong. But
professional leeches, maybe?
I saw this on, it was a documentary, you know.
Okay, I'm going to
It was Behind the Music.
I'm going to throw something out. I don't know. I can't think of any low-down occupation. I'll say bouncers.
All right, and I'm going to say, all right, this is. I don't mean this as an offense to anybody who has this occupation. But I'm going to say maybe lawyer.
What about it?
Actually, no. You're close with bouncer. They were both boxers, professional boxers.
Well, I'll be.
Back in what era?
It would have been in the 30s.
Yeah. Lou Abbott was a boxer?
Yep.
Oh.
From Abbott and Costello.
Lou Abbott.
Okay.
From Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello.
Right.
Bud Abbott.
Lou Costello.
Lou Costello and Bud Abbott.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Gene.
Was that who's on first?
Yeah, that was their.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Gene, I was in my research with the Dallas Cowboys, Ed Jones, he was from Jackson, Tennessee, played baseball, played basketball, only played three games of football because they just had football when he was a senior, but he boxed golden gloves at the height of his career playing for Dallas Cowboys. He quit because he wanted to be a professional boxer.
Yeah.
And he did, and he went 6-0, five knockouts, and then won, you know, just a decision. But then he went back to football. But, yeah, he was a boxer.
Yeah.
That guy that was 6'9" tall.
And, by the way, I didn't mean that as a slur against lawyers. Nobody likes lawyers until you need one. But I was just trying to figure out what the moms might have been thinking.
Lawyers are used to it.
They're used to it.
They don't have feelings. So you don't have to apologize.
Okay, I just don't want any hate mail. No, I sure don't want to get sued.
Hey, Gene, what's your question for us? That was it.
We already did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Be careful out there on the road.
Do you know Rhode Island? I thought I knew American geography, and I'm pretty good with states and everything, and cities and towns all over the U.S. because I've traveled so much. But Rhode Island is just south of Boston.
Yes.
So
right,
I mean,
to the east of Connecticut.
It's Delaware. That's right up there by Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and over in that. And it's small as well, geographically.
Delaware
may be the second smallest state in the Union.
You've probably been to Rhode Island many times, Ed.
Not many times. I went there for a concert once in high school.
Yeah.
To Providence.
Providence, Rhode Island.
P-Town.
All right, back to the phone.
There's Providence, Massachusetts at the end of... Anyway, right. Nobody wants to hear that, but...
Yeah.
Okay, we go back to the phones.
I did, actually.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good trip. Battagliano... Family
history.
I want to go to that part of the country. I've not been in that part of the country.
I will say this. If you want to play, it is New England and the Boston area are fantastic vacation locations.
Yeah,
lots of stuff to do.
And go from Boston, it's got all the history there.
Go to Maine.
Up, yeah.
Maine's beautiful, the coastline of Maine. You don't want to go the interior of Maine because it's black flies and midges and everything else. It's mosquitoes.
You get more than a feeling.
Yes, you do.
If you go up there.
Yeah.
Mark my word.
Yep. Great seafood. All right. We go to Louisiana, and Rick is on the line. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, howdy. Thank you for letting me be here.
Hey, Rick, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I would like to do both if I could.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't feel confident about answering any, but I'm going to make a guess on one. The Dallas football player who has a nickname.
Yeah, here's the question. What was the nickname of the Dallas Cowboys defensive end, Ed Jones?
Yeah, well, since I know so little about football, this really is a guess. Is he the guy they called the refrigerator?
No, that was Perry.
Yeah.
But that
William
is
Perry.
That is a good guess.
William Perry.
Not really.
You know, that's a good guess, Rick. I guess
And my refrigerator at home is 6'9", so that would be would be a pretty good guess.
I watched my last football game in 1968, and I don't know anything about football, but I had heard that
William Refrigerator Perry was with the Chicago Bears when they won the Super Bowl in the mid.
Rick, that guy was he was so big, like he was enormous, like 300 something pounds. But he could jump flat-footed up onto a table, like your kitchen table.
Ed Jones can?
No, refrigerator.
Really?
Yeah, he could just jump flat-footed up onto a table. It was crazy how agile he was to be that big.
I can, like a picnic table, I can flat-footed now, I can sit down on the top of the...
Can you really?
Yeah, the table.
And eat hot dogs at the same time?
And cotton candy if I'm forced to.
Hey, Rick, what's your question for us?
There was a man named Charles Kaman, K-A-M-A-N. He was the one who made the Ovation guitar, and everybody saw it because Glenn Campbell made it famous. It's a round-back guitar. Charles Kaman had a career, a big career, before he started being a guitar builder. What was his first career before starting Ovation Guitars?
He was a boxer, wasn't he? Like Bud Abbott.
Now, Rick, I can picture that Ovation guitar because it had the holes. kind of off-centered, and it had couple of different holes, and in the round back, yep. which was real avant-garde, it really took off. But what he did before he did that.
Is that the name of a very popular guitar?
Yes. Like you've got Gibson and Yamaha, but the Ovation, instead of having the round hole in the center, they just had a little cluster of holes. They did it all the way different and actually has a real good sound to it.
We don't know the answer, Rick.
We don't know.
He was a helicopter builder.
Helicopters. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that explains every once in a while when you're playing an Ovation, you hear...
Right. He brought that technology to guitars, and that's why his were so different from anybody else's. When he started building, he thought like a helicopter builder and used what he had already learned and improved the guitar.
How do you know this bit of musical
history?
I'm
guessing Rick's a guitar player.
Oh, I don't play worth a cuss. I'm a guitar builder.
Oh, you are?
Oh, wow.
Now, which brand? Do you have your own brand?
Yes, sir. It's called Ellery. Now, I'd like to tell you I'm the best guitar builder you'd ever meet, but you're probably not ever going to meet other guitar builders.
Now, what is your brand? Spell that brand.
It's called Ellery, E-L-L-O-R-E-E. Ellery.
Now, we have a lot of musicians listening, so maybe they'll want to go online.
Check that out.
And check that out. What's your website, Rick?
I quit with my website because Facebook didn't charge me, and it was so easy.
Yeah. How can they find you on Facebook?
Ellery Guitars.
Ellery. Spell that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. E-L-L-O-R-E-E.
Wow.
Great.
If you put in Ellery, it's going to bring...
So you actually... I mean, you make guitars.
No, not the cigar box.
Not the cigar box. Okay.
No.
All right. Let me ask you this, Rick. Since you're in that profession, although you're not a guitar player per se, who are your top two or three guitar players in history?
Top of the list, Phil Kagi.
Phil Kagi. I'm with you on that.
Yes. And then a guy who doesn't sing much. His name is Joe Satriani.
Okay. Mr. and Miss Satriani's boy.
Indeed. But Phil Kagi is the greatest.
Now, Jimi Hendrix gets a lot of press as being way up there.
I know. And he was left-handed like I'm left-handed, but he could have been great. Well, he squandered that gift, but Phil Kagi.
Yeah, what's amazing about Phil, to be as good as he is, he's missing part of the end of one of his fingers.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, I'm not a guitar player. I love the guitar, but I can't play the guitar. I did play the cello in junior high school. Nobody cares about.
I play a little
about
like everybody else, but I build better than I play.
Expected a question about my career there.
Well, I was going to mention you played the cello
in the
school
cello
marching
in junior high
band.
School. However, I do like music and studying about it and the history of it. And so you said Phil Kagi, who was the well-known Christian guitar.
Yeah,
he
right.
was a guitarist who was a Christian, but he was well-known in the industry for being one of the best. But go ahead.
Even amongst the heathens, they would have some of these secular magazines about guitar players every year would say, who do you think is the best? And even among folks who didn't listen to Christian music, they still said Phil Kagi.
The three names that I've gotten the most, I've asked this question to people, especially who are music folks, is Eric Clapton, Glenn Campbell, and Chet Atkins.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Huh? Chet,
he's from our time, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a guitar player.
All right, thank you, brother.
Thanks, Rick. What a neat occupation. Well, we've had an accordion, a professional accordion player, and a guitar builder.
And a cellist.
And a cellist is one of the professors.
Yes.
Right.
And a leech whisperer.
You know, I probably should have stuck with that. I had a lot of potential.
It's not too late to break it out.
Talk about the cello.
Well, break it out and play it.
When you're young, you don't realize your talent. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
You get older, you look back, and you go, wow, missed opportunity.
I was a prodigy and didn't know it.
Didn't know it. There you go. Back to the phones.
All right. We go to Louisiana, and Dimitri is on the line. Dimitri, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I love your show as being also a university, as you said, and being a former professor. I understand your the way that you answer and question different trivia.
Good.
Oh, all right. Great. Good.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Now, where were you a professor? What school?
Professor at the University of Lausanne in Switzerland, hotel management.
Oh, wow.
We got an international professor here.
Yes. That's super. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I got to ask one question.
Yes.
I just begs to be asked. Dimitri, are you from Switzerland originally?
No, I'm not. You want to give it a guess?
I'm going to say Middle East.
I say you're from Greece.
No. Half Greece, yes. What's the other half? Like JJ asked.
Mongolian, maybe?
Well, I'm going to say...
Did you say you're half Greek?
He's half Greek.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the name says it. What's the other half?
Which one
of the nine? The other half is one of the nine languages I speak.
All right. What's your last name?
Veltsos.
Is that Russian?
Half Greek.
No, the name is Greek.
Okay.
And Dimitri is by... We think in the U.S. that it's following Saint Dimitri. But Saint Dimitri was not Russian. Although a lot of Russians are Dimitri, they are at it differently.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, what's the other half? We're stumped.
French.
Good.
Yeah. I was going to guess French, but I thought, well, no.
Right. All right, Q&A. You have a question for us? You want to answer one of ours?
We can do both.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Which one do you want to answer?
Okay. About the oceans and seas. And
okay, the question is, how many seas are in the world?
Seven.
Yes, they are. And I'll send you a free T-shirt. A free Trivia Friday T-shirt's coming your way if you can name them. Dimitri?
Okay.
Go ahead.
You want an easy one or a...
You got to name seven, so get started.
Okay, what language do you want me to tell you these?
English. Better go with.
And we got 60
English.
Seconds.
Yeah, we're going okay. English.
How many letters to the Greek alphabet?
All right, listen, we asked the question here, Dimitri.
He's wanting to ask us his question before the show's over.
Okay. All right, we'll skip the seven.
How many alphabet in the Greek language?
I'm going to say 24, Dimitri.
I think there's 16.
You are 100% correct.
Who is?
The 24.
24.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And
pretty addictive show, too.
What's that?
24.
Hey, Dimitri, thank you so much. We're just about out of time.
Yeah, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, so interesting to have somebody from Switzerland.
And Dimitri, being from France and Greece and living in Louisiana, I hope they never catch up with you, brother.
All right. Hey, we're going to give the answers to our...
I think we should.
The name of the mountain range that runs down the center of Italy is the Apennine Mountains. Mm-hmm. And I am half Greek. So, Dimitri, if you're still listening, that's the other half. I'm half Greek.
Only one letter in the alphabet that does not appear in the name of any U.S. state.
Which B is in boy.
No, Alabama is in B.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which, I don't know.
Q. And people are thinking Z, but Z is in Arizona. What was the nickname of Dallas Cowboys defensive end Ed
Too
Jones?
Too tall.
Too tall Jones.
Which animal never sleeps? That would be the bullfrog. Look it up.
Bullfrog
never
sleeps.
The bullfrog never sleeps. The seven seas, Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Arctic Oceans, Mediterranean, Caribbean, and the Gulf of Mexico. Wow. Have a great weekend, everybody.
I'll be at Centenary United Methodist Church, Macomb, Mississippi, tomorrow night.
Ever struggle to make the case for the Bible to a skeptical?